Hi, this is W2P Jason Fraley here, and I'm with Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band. Thanks so much for coming on. It's an honor.
Thanks, Jason. How you doing, man?
We're good. We're good. So you're coming here to play the Capitol 4th here on Saturday for the 4th of July.
Yes.
How excited are you for this?
I'm very excited. You know, we've been asked many, many times, and it just never would fit into our schedule, and it finally worked out for us this year. And so it's really exciting to be, you know, in the nation's capital to actually celebrate the 4th of July. And it's the 239th, you know, anniversary of our independence. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I have family up in the Maryland area there, and they're all going to be with me. So I get to spend it with my family and the nation.
Oh, nice. Do you know where about in Maryland?
They live in Alney.
Oh, no way. That's where I was born.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I spent a lot of time right there on Georgia Avenue and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the Country Boy Market? Those are my in-laws.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, where did you actually grow up?
I grew up in Miami.
Oh, okay. But this is the in-laws' family was from Alney.
Yes. My sister married one of the Barnsleys.
Oh, wow. That's wild. So are they all going to be out there on Saturday?
They are.
That's so cool. When's the last time you played down in this area?
Well, it's been a while, but I've played there in the Capitol, and I've played in, in the all surrounding areas.
Okay, cool. Now, settle a debate for me. Where does the name come from? Isn't it your name, and it's your home state, right?
Correct. When I started making the records, there was really no band, actually. It was just studio musicians, and I had to come up with a name to put on the record for my first release, and I just called it Casey and the Sunshine Band. Not sure why exactly, but that's what it ended up.
Awesome. Well, however you got to the name, you guys rattled off a string of hits, and they're all one. Why do you think they're so timeless? I mean, people still tap their feet to, you know, get down tonight, boogie shoes.
I know.
Why do you think everyone still adores those songs?
Well, I think it's the energy of the music that helps a lot in that situation. But besides they were great songs, it's definitely the energy. I mean, I created the songs to bring new life into music, to bring some energy back into music because I felt music had gotten really dark. And, you know, so that's what my songs do, and, you know, especially in these times we're living in now where there's so much sadness and hatred and everything, I think the positive energy of my music just, you know, keeps lifting people up, and that's what we all need.
So there's where the sunshine comes in, bringing the sunshine to the darkness, baby.
In, yes.
All right, do you mind going through some of the songs? Do you remember where you were when you wrote Get Down Tonight?
The lyrics, I was in my apartment, and the track I did in the studio.
Got you. How about That's the Way?
Again,
Or maybe instead of where you were, but what inspired the song? I mean, what were you going for with the song?
I mean, my songs are not silly little love songs, but they're kind of just love songs. I mean, That's the Way I Like It really is about how you like someone, you know, when they're in love with you or when you love someone, you know, when they whisper in your ear or when they touch your hand or touch you or whatever. It's, you know, that's the way I like it. I mean, it was pretty basic what that was about. And Get Down was about more about going out with someone and having fun on an evening or a day or whatever. And then Shake Your Booty was completely, it was like a little bit more deeper than people think it is, because it was really about not holding back your feelings and not being afraid to celebrate your life or enjoy your life or whatever. Get out there and shake your booty and have a good time. You know, don't fight the feeling.
How about Keep It Coming Love?
Keep It Coming Love was about, you know, not wanting the love to stop. Not wanting, you know, just, you want just continuous love. That's pretty much, you know, what it was about. Just this continuous flow of love.
And tell me about
not to stop it.
And tell me about Saturday Night Fever comes out. Boogie Shoes is on there. I mean, I know this album's a lot of Bee Gees.
Right, they
too,
originally wanted to put Shake Your Booty on the album, and I suggested that Boogie Shoes would be a better fit, and they went with it. So
that's great. I mean, and you've seen. I mean, I'm sure you've heard other. I mean, there's been like rappers that have sampled Boogie Shoes, and a lot of people sample your music too. I mean,
yes.
Do you ever? I mean, what do you think every time you hear someone else sampling it? Do you just take it as a, you know, a compliment to?
It's flattering. It's exciting. You know, I just, as long as it's tasteful, it's fine with me.
And what are your overall thoughts? I mean, you guys, you guys broke up, what, was it like 81?
About 1980, yeah.
How would you
We
relate?
Were kind of, I was kind of, you know, the musicians kind of wanted to go and do other things, and I was making some changes in my career. You know, I managed myself up to the time, and I was changing to more to management from California and stuff, and changing my record label and everything. So just it made sense for everybody to go their own way.
Gotcha, and that sort of coincides with disco in general. I mean, it kind of it was like red hot for from about the time that you guys were there. You know, 75 to 81 ish.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that they say it was. It never has stopped. That's what's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it got renamed, I've been saying punk, but it's not the word punk, New Wave. New Wave became the new disco, and they just changed the word and dropped the word. I didn't like the word anyway, but, you know, so New Wave became the new disco, and then, I mean, you know, you can be more disco than Madonna, really.
Right, it's true.
Yeah, so it never went away, and here it is 2015, and it's bigger than ever. I mean, you can't go to a Las Vegas or anywhere anymore without finding a major super club, you know, dance club or discotheque or whatever you want to call them now, you know.
So you hear that, guys? KC and the Sunshine Band says disco never died. It's just morphed and got changed different names.
No, they, you know, they did this thing in Chicago where 1,000 people or whatever it was, and everybody thinks everybody, they did it all over the world. It only happened in one little place in Chicago.
Well, the fact that everyone's still dancing to your
music.
And
then the media has brainwashed everybody into thinking the disco's dead.
I guess it's just a catchy thing to say, but you're right. It's just morphed into other things. So
yeah, absolutely.
So hey, well, by the very fact that they're asking you to come back and sing all these hits, and when you look out at that crowd and everyone's still dancing, we will know that it's still going, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to come on.
Thank you.
We'll see you this weekend.
My pleasure. Absolutely.